Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding a veritable cornucopia of pot-centric 911 calls. Now, the most recent being just this week, police were called to a house just off the University of Maryland campus. Three masked men allegedly broke into the house where police say five college students live. Now, one of the students called 911, and in the course of telling the dispatcher what happened, he said that the masked man asked him for drugs and money, and then this.
So he asked you for money and drugs, and did he get it?
He took my weed and took my rent money.
He took my weed. I always wonder what compels people to volunteer that kind of information. Are pot enthusiasts just incredibly honest? Maybe there's some mechanism in the body wherein when bong resin meets Dorito dust, they're somehow distilled into a natural version of sodium pentothal. I don't know. Why else, for instance, would this guy in Connecticut call 911?
Well, I have a legal question.
Well, it's not. Is this an emergency?
I don't know what that means. I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what the, how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
You know, it's possession.
Yeah, so the police were there in a flash, and they arrested that guy. No joint investigation or anything, just drove on over, picked the guy up. The officer said it was definitely a first, but it's not the best. We have saved the best for last. This is our favorite. We played it before. The police officer, who himself calls 911, after he and his wife decided to unwind one evening by mixing up a batch of pot brownies. Here are the best parts. Bon appetit.
I think I'm having an overdose, and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
And you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. Let's just go on the Red Wings game.
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
So you got to give it to the 911 operators. They have to keep calm during life and death situations, help people in their darkest hours, and they also have to answer calls from people baked out of their minds on pot brownies wanting to know hockey scores. It's a tall order and sometimes a high one.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Illumamami herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another COVID therapy.
Huh?
Nice. Fuck yeah. You know how I know we're all high as fuck? I misquoted what the episode is. I said COVID therapy, but this is the edible-tacular.
Can you tell?
Because, hey man, we just gotta stop real quick. We're gonna pull the side of the road.
What are we pulling? We're just pulling the side of the road where? Yeah. Are we dragging it into a field?
Yeah, we're reindeer.
Yeah,
the idea is
what is this? Sim Cities? I can get around the mountain.
Dude. Have you ever thought about how good
we short-stopped it?
We literally saw Brian's
still brain. There's still 400 feet between us and the stop sign.
It's red, bro.
Have you ever thought how good of a game SimCity is, though?
Is that our pole of thunder?
Is that our pole thunder?
That's what I call Josh's dick.
Pole thunder?
Pole thunder.
Pole thunder.
It's the first thing I thought of in the moment, and I feel like when I'm stoned or hanging out, I guess, you want to make sure you ask the right questions. So there's that.
You're running for public office?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was going to chop some wood.
I'm going to be the president of the United States.
Oh, God, here comes Obama with his choppy hands.
That's how I know I don't like Trump. He doesn't do choppy hands.
Neither did Obama. Yeah,
oh, no, he did. You guys just didn't see it.
I was worried.
Okay. What?
What?
Fuck. Thunderbird to the side of the road.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So let's fashion this on the episode then.
Mm-hmm.
Truth Corner.
Mm-hmm.
What's your worst high story? If you had a worst high story, like a time you got high and you were like, shit.
Well,
let me pump the brakes here.
I accidentally took acid.
Oh, do not candy flip or whatever it was called.
Stuck to a piece of candy. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, no.
Oh, there
six of us. I'm going to do the shortened version. I used to do like a whole chunk of this for my stand up, but.
Oh, nice.
We were down at the downtown Grand Rapids Festival there and got a piece of candy, took it, and we went back to one friend's house whose roommate didn't want all of us there, so we had to leave there. So we're trying to find a place before it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
From there, we go to another friend's house right close by in downtown Grand Rapids. No go. So then we have to drive up to Sparta.
Ooh, that's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
It's about, what, 20 minutes from here? 15, 20 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
And they have me drive because it's my first trip. Why wouldn't you put me behind the wheel of a 3,000-pound vehicle?
Right.
So we're driving and it kicks in. So everything goes black and white. Like that's all I can see. There's no color anymore. Mm-hmm. It's dark out and I can't see. And I did exactly like I said. I stopped like 400 feet short of a stop sign. From there, we went to a gas station to get some beer. So I'm the only one that's 21 at the time. So I got to buy the beer. We all go. There's six of us. We drop the beer there. And then woman goes, can I help you? And she's got a glass eye that's like looking. There's something up on the ceiling or she's looking at me either way. So no, like, now we're lost in this woman's glass eye and we can't think to say we'd like to purchase this beer. So we finally get the beer. We get to Jessica's house in Sparta and her dad is tripping on LSD. So he doesn't want us inside at all. So back in her backyard, the train tracks went through. So we were underneath the train trestles in like 45 degree weather.
Sounds like a very Michigan thing to do.
And I bought good beer.
What'd you get?
I don't know, but it needed a bottle opener that nobody had. So we're using the railroad tracks. We're trying to pop them off on there. That was the highest I was ever been. Nice. I don't ever want to do acid again.
I'm completely with you. Anybody else got a story they could add to the?
Yeah, there was one night I went to, this was like, I was, I think, a senior in high school, went to a party with my buddy and some friends of ours. They had a cool band that played like 90s grunge style music. So we go there, their band room is someone's like garage. It's like one of those big like pole barn garages. So we were all hanging out. There was a lot of joints being passed around and there was a lot of booze. And at that night, we had a for one night only a new band, which I was part of. I can't remember. It was like the band we called ourselves. It was like the It was, I don't know, it was really, really bad, like aborted baby orgy or something stupid. We were dumb. So
this is good to the story, by the way.
Right.
Oh, I'm just saying, because that was my first band, technically.
That band name doesn't make sense. You can't be aborted and also be
a baby.
You can be an aborted baby.
Orgy?
In an orgy, you'd have to be alive. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're zombie babies. I think
we're concentrating the wrong part.
Yeah,
of this
story. Definitely.
So, like I said, there was a lot of joints being passed around. There was a lot of booze. And my buddy and I go to leave because, you know, that's what we do because we're idiots. And he's like, man, I'm way too fucking high.
Yep.
So you're going to drive. And meanwhile, I'm like, oh, the Saturn has rings. That's pretty fucking metal, man. Like if it, like the gravitational pull came in, would it just slice it into two halves? I was fucking gone.
Well, I love those conversations because I fucking, especially when I'm stoned, I just laugh the whole time.
Right. So anyways, yeah, we left and we got back to his house. And the only thing I remember of that trip was I felt like I was playing like the 1994, I think it is, X-Wing for PC, where the stars and stuff were just these, you know, little dots. And that was the trees. I was in like, that was how bad it was because it was also winter. So it was just, all I saw was that black and white. And I don't know how we made it back to his house, but we did. Don't drink and smoke a lot of weed and drive, folks.
That's why tonight we are PhD certified. Now, Miss April, do you have anything you can add?
Why? Those are the best kinds.
It's not bad, but like my most, one of my more recent experiences, I was just coming off of having a massive panic attack.
Mm.
So Josh was like, I don't know what to do for you. So he gave me a half a bottle of wine. No, I drank a whole bottle of wine. I drank a whole bottle of wine. I took two extra. So I had three total of my daily anxiety meds. And then I had a gummy. So like all those things hit at once. And I was sitting in the chair in the corner and we were watching fucking Blue's Clues. And I was sitting there going, why does it feel like my face meat is sliding off? Like it felt like my face was jello. Someone just threw like a softball at a window and it was just slowly melting down.
I love it.
Pretty weird.
I love the face melting. My worst has always been, for me, it was the first time it synced with a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, April and I have talked about those before, but the first one was so bad. Like, that's why I always say not to mix. Personally, for me, I think overall, unless you can handle it, don't mix weed and booze. Mm.
It accentuates each other.
That's fucking stupid.
But I love all my friends who can handle that and do it responsibly. I'm just saying for the people that are like,
then drive from Sparta to Kent City.
Right.
Yeah, don't.
Those
yeah.
fuckers.
But yeah, no,
that's. Why does all good and bad things end in Sparta?
Oh my God, that's true.
I love hanging out with you guys.
What's your story?
No, I was just saying that, I mean, legitimately, the first time I had a panic attack associated with it would have been when probably my late 20s. And I just ended up like getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, it's best to space out if I'm going to partake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already like wanting to just laugh all the time for the most part when I'm stoned. But like with booze, it's a different thing. It's like, I want to cry and watch fucking fried green tomatoes and fucking it always to me ends up with when I'm drunk, I'm also getting depressed slowly.
It is a depressant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's job.
Ah, you don't say.
Hmm.
No, it's always good to space them out for me, but if you can handle it, that's cool. But the first time that I mixed it, I had the worst, like, panic ever. It sucked. I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I asked the question of worst one, and it's just like wrong environment. Mm-hmm. I'd say if you're going to be see, that's why I know that I'm having a great time is because we each did an edible and like it's such a dictate of like your comfort zone. And so mm-hmm. I sound like a 90s girl. It's such a dictate of your comfort zone. And like,
can you get a pumpkin spice latte?
Can you buff up my Uggs? I'm like three fashion generations mm-hmm. back.
I know. I was going to make a Han Solo vest reference.
My kids were telling me about. All right. I don't even know where we are.
We just got done with the pulling the Thunderbird in the truth corner.
All right. We're out of that.
Yes. And into mm-hmm. the next segment.
Right.
Next segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it doesn't need a stinger.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
So who's, what's the, how are we doing this? Who's going first?
You
Did
are.
We talk about, I am?
Like, it's no different than normal.
Okay, I guess.
Everything's the exact same as we always do it.
All right. Well, because we're celebrating Halloween, that's like the whole fucking point, right? Here, I need to use your tablet.
Spooky music.
I'm fucking yeah. stoned and yep, I like to Google things. No, I didn't say that.
We know
it's thinking. Implied.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I wanted to do is kind of a throwback game.
You know what sucks about having dips in front of you is what? That you can't eat them.
You can eat them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was.
You can. Guys,
I love these Doritos.
Okay.
There's Reese's it's, peanut butter.
As you're saying, April, what?
I know.
Okay.
But they're sour.
Why are you yelling kids? At us?
Do you want me to get you some Sour Patch Kids? I can bring the bag to the table.
I just like. I love you.
I think
guys.
That's a yes.
I love you guys.
This is going swimmingly.
Hey, man.
Oh, here.
That's why I say, hey man, nice gummies.
So, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to write our own horror story. This is a horror Mad Libs.
Oh, yes. I love Mad Libs.
So, we have to go back to our English.
Mad Libs, not as fun.
Right.
They just give you the word. You write it down.
We have to go back to our English roots. Does everyone know what, like, adjective, adverb?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I need. I'll fill in the blanks, and then I'll read the story when we're done.
Okay.
Okay, I need an adjective.
Red.
Okay, another adjective.
Why don't we just go around?
Yeah.
Wait, you said red?
Yes, it's an adjective. So you need an adjective.
Except red.
Right.
Can you describe what an adjective
say,
is?
I was about to say green.
That's not red. That's fine.
What's an adjective?
It's a describing word.
Okay.
It's like I'm tutoring like again.
Wet. Or
hey.
Oh, so could I say wop?
No. That's a noun.
It's Ryan's turn.
Yes.
It's my turn again?
No.
You never went the first time.
I said green.
Green, he said.
Oh, okay. Green. Sure.
Red-green.
Red-green. Okay, another adjective.
You're proud of yourself.
My turn?
Yes.
I was not influenced by another contestant.
You know, they're just... Yeah, I'm going to say WAP.
WAP is a noun.
Okay. Bicycle.
Like,
okay, that's a noun. Noun.
Gosh.
What does he have?
What is he?
He needs an... Okay, crazy, sure.
There you go.
All right, I need another...
Sorry, I never did great.
Okay. Dude. Look at that bicycle-colored garage.
Look at... Okay, I need another... another adjective.
It's a bicycle-colored garage.
That's like... So, that is...
That is next level silliness. That I fucking adore. 5 stars. Too many queefs. Okay. Fuck you.
Sticky.
Okay. Ooh, yes. We're getting what vulgar now. Another adjective.
Stinky.
Okay. I need three more adjectives. Apparently, I just need a lot of adjectives. So adjective. Yeah. Start thinking of them now.
Hairy.
Loud.
Crazy.
We did crazy already.
Crazy. Oh, sorry.
Any other word except
right.
The six we've used.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
That's a good one.
All right. I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 nouns. Oh. So round the horn.
So yeah, let's go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Sting. France.
I gotcha. I was like sting, but then I realized it's a person as well.
Yes, it's a person and a verb.
Tennis ball.
John Madden.
John Madden. Okay. Brian.
What is a noun?
Yes. Noun. Yeah. Person,
Sonic
place, or
the
thing.
Hedgehog.
Okay.
Nick. A lot of buttons.
Edge.
Say fast.
Okay, another noun.
Casserole.
Ooh.
Germany.
These are a lot more G-rated than I thought I was expecting. Very Triple H answers.
Well, is that asked
not
for
as bad as Triple X?
Because we're coming now.
Does it really say Triple H?
Duh! Time to play the game.
Apparently. All right, I need one.
Play the game.
You need one more noun for me, right?
I need one more noun.
Okay. I'm going to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth. Oh. Okay. I need two articles of clothing.
Or no, we'll start with Larry this time.
We'll go with hat.
Hat. Okay, another one.
AIDS-filled condom.
AIDS.
Really? What part of the body? What article of clothing is that?
For your dick?
You know what? I'm going to accept it.
Okay.
No, she said we were being too G-rated. I'm fucking piling it on now.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I need two noises. First noise.
G-A-G-H-H-H-H.
Okay. I need one more noise.
Low hanging fruit. Fart.
Fart. I'm shocked there was no queef. Okay, foreign word.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking right at Ryan.
Just any foreign word?
Yes.
Buenos dias?
Oh,
I thought he was going to say, like,
beer. It's Canadian for beer.
Quesadilla? Oh, hey there, buddy. You're my Spanish friend there. Can I get a quesadilla?
Quesadilla?
I might be.
I'd like a little extra queso sauce too on that thing.
Yeah. And maybe
the chipotle peppers.
Okay.
And a warm tortilla.
What do we got?
I need a body part.
Penis. Great answer.
Great answer. I need another body part.
Elbow.
Okay.
Your lobe.
I need two colors, not red and green.
Pink.
Pink.
It's my favorite red color.
White.
It's not.
That's the white answer.
I need liquid.
You look like a blue
demon.
Demon. Perfect. I need an exclamation.
Another good answer.
Someone would shout.
Fiddlesticks.
Love it. Fucking love
sticks.
It.
You know what? I'm going to add my own. Zanzizi.
BB.
Conspiracy there.
I've written that so many times that it now autocorrects to the right.
The correct spelling of.
All right. I need an animal.
Ooh. I'm going to say the African buffalo.
African buffalo.
Ooh,
all right. I need another animal.
Ferret.
Ooh.
Okay. I need two numbers.
69. 420.
It's gotta be.
All right. I need three adverbs.
What's an adverb?
An adverb ends in ly, like quickly, quietly.
Okay. Thinking of an adjective.
Slurpily. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
You want Slurpily?
Yeah, Slurpily. Put that Christ. There, please.
Slurpily.
That's what I do on them titties.
Okay. Dryly.
Ooh, dryly. Okay, one more.
Squishly is not a word, but...
Squishly.
Squishy is, though.
No, L-Y.
Not only am I going to do an L-Y adverb, but I'm going to make a new word. Because I'm Randy Macho Man Savage, and I am the master of...
Ooh, I turned into Jesse Bob Ventura there.
I'm Randy the Body Ventura.
Let's see.
What you talking about? You're using my words.
I'm going to say...
Who's that?
Who's that?
The timing was fucking perfect.
Isolate it. Quick.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say... L-Y.
It was honest.
Wow.
I'm going to go with timely.
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 Okay.
All right, any pet's name?
Chewy.
Chewy.
Can work for two of us.
Perfect.
Three of us. Four.
All right. Are you ready for this? This story is called Ooze and Oz.
Interesting.
It's an erotic fiction. No, I'm just kidding. It's a horror story. Right. I will never forget the night it happened. It was a red night, and I was relaxing upstairs with my sting.
Oh, baby. Oh, shit, girl.
I was relaxing upstairs with my sting, a good book, and my faithful African buffalo, Chewy.
Nice.
Suddenly, there was a loud, I sprang to my feet and crept downstairs, trying to be as green as I could. Nothing looked out of the ordinary. Suddenly, I heard the again. But this time it was much more crazy, and I knew it was coming to the basement, coming from the basement. Summoning my courage, I grabbed a flashlight and strode slurpily down the stairs.
This is a good story. I can imagine this. Right?
I turned my flashlight on the intruder and gasped in horror. Looking there in my basement, bathed in the sticky glow of my light, was a huge, quivering, shapeless blob of ooze. The hideous thing was pink as a tennis ball and as big as a John Madden.
I didn't know he was a unit of measure.
And next week on April Explains English to Three Grown Men.
Fiddlesticks, I cried. I fled timely upstairs, but the thing chased me with lightning speed. I was trapped, and I knew I had to fight if I wanted to survive. First, I tried to chop it with a sharp Sonic the Hedgehog from the kitchen.
Rings start flying everywhere.
Then I shot it with my grandpa's casserole that hangs over the fireplace.
Double gauge casserole. It killed your uncle and your grandpappy. It's fat as many of wet, hard winter nights in Montana.
In desperation, I even tried throwing semen on it, but all to no avail. It just kept coming. I thought I was dead for sure when suddenly... a strange figure crashed through my window and leapt between us. He was tall and stinky, with fierce, hairy eyes and loud shoulders. He was dressed entirely in white, or in black, except for his white hat. Since he's a baby, the figure cried.
It's right.
And quick as a ferret, he jumped in and stunned the ooze creature with a powerful kick.
Bad, two-hearted.
Without pause, he scooped the thing into a Germany and tied it shut with a long Gwyneth Paltrow.
She is thin.
Every time.
This story was brought to you by Goop. It contained a lot of goop.
How did you do that? I gasped, trying to catch my breath. Their only weakness is their penis, he replied. One good kick and the things are helpless. But
it's got very real.
But how do you find it? I asked, staring at the shapeless mass. That is easy, said the stranger. It is right next to their elbow. I thanked him for saving my life and asked him his name. I am Buenos Dias, and I have been hunting the ooze creatures all my life. Just me and join me in my quest, and we will make the world safe from their sick evil. Now that I knew the truth, how could I say no? I joined Buenos Dias that night, and my life has never been the same. I learned how to spot their penis in less than 69 seconds.
Were you just staring at it the whole time?
And together we have defeated over 420 of the ooze creatures. I even got my own white hat. The end.
I love that. Oh, jeez. Oh, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. You know what?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. When we come back, all stuff.
Let's take a break.
The sour gummy. Chill.
Dan, I guess the snow makes people want to sing. Silver and gold. Go ahead, sing. We heard you singing.
Well, listen, wait a minute. You guys, come on, quit eavesdropping. Hey, Charlie. Hey, good morning, Raul. How are you doing?
How are you
listen,
doing?
This is the one except, see all this white stuff? Hey, I'm on board this global warming thing. It's not happening, Mr. Gore. Someone just called my name. I wouldn't be so paranoid if everyone went out to get me. So check it out. We are north of Denver, Colorado, off the main north and south interstate. That's I-25. You guys don't care because none of your commuters in beautiful San Diego, by the way. Hey, listen, I've got some friends. Shout out, Poway, California, Sharon and Z. Woo! See you guys in a couple months. Listen, going my way? No, going Poway. Yeah, baby. Ooh, moonwalk. All right, listen, so we got some snow on the ground. And I think I got my shorts on backwards.
Yeah, back in the Shoop Kitchen studio. Turn that track up. Yeah, that's why it's good to be the host, because you can zero on some fat shit. I love you, gal. Stoned as shit. How you doing, motherfucker? Oh, shit. It's my part.
With part.
What do I got to Google again? I'm just kidding.
Do you want a good part?
No,
I have a part that you can do that would be really funny.
Well, I had an idea.
Okay.
So let me just, we can do both, maybe. We'll
okay.
see.
Okay.
I'm going to be here till like Tuesday.
Time's moving so slow anyways, man.
Yeah. I mean, I did just look at the clock and go, what? It's not even 10 o'clock yet? Okay.
Yeah, man. You're in your den. Sparking that doob.
Sparking the doob.
Take that shit straight to your dome.
Sparking the doob.
No, so on our soon to come episode of the actual COVID therapy that I referenced when we started and was wrong because I was high. And realistically, I'm stoned. What I'm trying to say, I don't even remember where I was going with this.
You have a thing in your hand that you're about to read us.
Ah, the quiz. So we had an episode where we did a quiz and found out which horror monster Josh and April were.
That's right.
Well, I thought it would be fun for us to find out what horror monster would our dear sweet Lawrence be.
Okay.
Ooh.
So this is a
spooky music.
Which horror movie killer is Lorraine's?
What would your name be if you were a killer, though? If you had to come up with, like, the serial killer name?
Like a serial killer or a horror film?
Oh, that's a good point. Because,
well, horror Night film.
Stalker was good. Dahmer didn't really have a name. He was like the...
It's the Midwest Muncher.
So... Which... horror monster is Lawrence.
Okay.
Now, your weapon of choice, a gun.
Okay.
Chains.
Okay.
A machete.
Uh-huh.
A bong.
Okay.
A knife. I'll build my own weapon, my bare hands, or a chainsaw.
Hmm. Well, gun is like pretty darn effective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the bong, though.
Where do you like to chill? The goth nightclub? Seems cool. You will find me in the burbs. I'm always down in my basement. I prefer to hang at my apartment. I like hanging out at summer camp. I like relaxing at my country house, or I like to kick it on my block.
Do we want the truth or...
I mean, have fun with it.
Just kidding. What was number one again?
The goth nightclub. That seems cool.
It seems so cool.
Whoa, I'm here for the poetry slam.
Yeah.
This one's called Sifting.
So yeah, it's I'd be doing the sifting poem at the
goth nightclub. What do you like to wear? I like army fatigues. I wear a suit and tie. I love a warm sweater. I always wear black. I love a fancy hat. I'm always in my work clothes, or I enjoy a good pair of overalls.
Hmm. I feel like I'm always in my work clothes.
Mm.
I would have guessed that one for you.
It just feels like I'm always in my work clothes.
All right, so this next one. What do you listen to? Dream Theater is pretty awesome. I like Blue Oyster Cult. I dig black metal. Kid Rock rocks. I mosh to Slapshot. Give me some iced tea. Frontline Assembly all day, or I hoe down to country music.
Give me some iced tea.
I was going to say, I feel like I had guessed these ones.
See him in concert 2 years ago.
Spirit Animal. The Sawfish. The Chipmunk. The Blowfish, the Sloth, the Orangutan, the Narwhal, or the Purring Monkey.
I feel like orangutan.
Okay.
That sounds about right. What was your guess?
I would have said something like that, because you're subtle, but you're also, I feel like, have an aggressive side, too.
I feel like it was the most curious of animals.
Yes.
I feel like out of all of them, curiosity, that's probably the most hairy.
Yes, that's... that's one thing I share in common with orangutan is a hairy taint.
I'm excited to hear this next one. What would you do if somebody slapped you? Mm. Would you... Hold on. Talk to them. Find out why they did that. Uppercut them. Stab them in the face, stare at them, or stand there and laugh at them.
I'm uppercutting. You don't know what's coming up behind that first slap. You gotta.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh.
Johnny Depp, Shawnee Smith, Jessica Biel. I know I said what? Huh? Kevin Bacon, Paul Rudd, Katherine Heigl. Ashley Lawrence or Jennifer Aniston?
Ooh. I'm going to go with the age-appropriate Jennifer Aniston.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Age-appropriate Jennifer Aniston. Chupa. Devolved into a thing.
So, your results.
Okay. You're laughing. This is going to be good.
You are the leprechaun.
I figured that would be you.
You're a hard-ass OG. You've been to the hood and back twice. You love weed and gold. You're funny. Very true. And people may take you as a threat, but they find out you're a murderous killer. Shepherd's pie. I slipped in my shoe. Oh, no.
It's a Mario all of a sudden.
Oh, man. I got too stoned. Am I Mario?
Yeah.
I got too stoned, Mario. Oh, shit, I'm still Luigi.
Who are you talking to? Mario, who are you talking to? Are you talking to yourself?
Yes.
Did you get into the mushrooms again?
I did.
Yoshi.
And he nails that, yeah. Yoshi. Is if there's one thing you come to this show for, it's our impressions, obviously.
And is
best
it?
In the West.
Josh gets a 10 out of 10 for his Yoshi. From me to him.
I will accept that.
All right.
That's romantic.
Oh, we lost Ryan. He's air bongoing.
Not even a bongo.
I know.
Hand claps.
The tiny bongo.
Is this handing off the segment to you? Is that what's going on?
I think that's what's happening.
Somebody just went. Oh.
I didn't want to do the traditional segue. I wanted us to all trip on this.
Oh.
Trip like I do. Do you?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, guess what I have for you guys?
What?
I don't have any games.
Oh, Sting. He tripped with us.
Take him on a trip on our little battleship. So
that
I
famous had police song
from their unreleased album.
That was off
album.
That Synchronicity 3.
Can you just imagine?
Oh boy. Uh oh. She's in her fits. She's in her fits.
I can't imagine.
Oh. No.
Give me them sour gummies, girl.
Poop.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Poop.
Can't tell story. Poop. What segment are we in?
Poop.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, man.
Every time
it's a kryptonite.
If I go away, then you still come and see my
poop.
Oh, no, but you gotta do the booty, booty, booty.
Don't do it. Don't.
Jesus. What a triple.
A triple.
Poop.
We're caught in a horrible dimension right now.
A poopy dimension.
Poop.
My face hurts.
Listeners are enjoying this. I doubt it.
I don't care, though. The next edible spectacular, it's just us making fart noises the whole time.
Poop.
Oh, Jesus.
What were we doing?
Yes.
A cryptid. No, I don't have a cryptid. I have a creepy pasta. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
The most elite spaghetti. Don't come around here no more. I'm just a random guy at a karaoke bar of no ethnicity. Don't come on out no more.
You just said you have no ethnicity. And then you go into that accent.
No, it's an accent, it's not an ethnicity.
It's true. Oh, now Ryan's dead. He's holding his head.
It's too much.
Yes, Josh. Mm-hmm. As you were saying.
Don't come around the end.
No more, yeah, no more, no Bill, more.
Actually, I'm a big fan of the
So, okay. Bring it down. Yeah. Make it spoopy in here. Yes. Okay. During the first few days of the release of Pokemon Red and Green in Japan, February 27, 96, down a peak of deaths appeared in the age group of 10 to 15. So scary. The children were usually found dead. Through suicide.
Hear that, Lando.
Usually by hanging or jumping from heights. However, some were more odd. A few cases recorded children who had been sawing off their limbs. Others sticking their faces inside the oven. And choking themselves on their own fists. Shoving their own arms down their throat. Few children who were saved before killing themselves showed sporadic behavior. When asked why they were going to hurt themselves, they only answered in chaotic screams.
It's like got the cadence of like a negative political ad.
When the scratch at their own eyes, which showed what seemed to be the connection to this attitude.
The now Game Boy.
He's prospecting for gold.
Boy, they had no response. When combined with the Pokemon and Pokemon Red Hell or Green,
yeah. Do that accent.
Screams.
I changed it. Would continue, and they would do their best to leave the room it was located in.
Anal canal.
This confirmed the authorities' suspicion that the games somehow had a connection to these children and their deaths. It was a strange case because many children who had the same games did not show this behavior, but only a few. The police had no choice but to pursue this since they had no other leads.
Game over.
Collecting these cartridges these children had purchased, they kept them sealed away as strong as evidence to look over later. They decided the first thing to do was to talk to the programmers themselves. The first person they met was the director of the original games, Satoshi
I'm from Chinese Prince.
Tajiri, when told about the death surrounding his games, he seemed slightly uneasy.
Thanks for that dog.
But admitted nothing.
Yes.
And so admitted to the main programmers of the game.
I know some people like to relax to the sounds of whales. I prefer beagles or
dachshunds.
Bratwurst dogs.
So he took them to the directors.
Bratwurst dogs.
So a bunch of kids died and they blamed Lavender Town's music, which I coincidentally have right here. The song that drove kids to madness, to kill themselves in the dead of the night. No one knew why, but they owe it all the everybody who plays Pokemon. Always had unsettling feelings. I did, actually. First, when I played Pokemon, this song came on, and it's very unnerving because it's also a ghost town. They say the frequencies of this song made kids go insane and kill themselves. It was scary, and they've since then called it the Lavender Town.
And they never got pussy, and they all became anti-Democrat, and then they lived in a bunker and circle jerked each other. At the end.
And they paint their faces like the Joker. Man. Not the Joker, you're a 38-year-old unemployed man.
Fuck.
Yep.
Get real up in hell. Hey, guys.
Wow.
I feel like we asked our friends on Facebook to ask us some questions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to answer some fucking
questions. Okay.
So, like, we're going to answer some fucking questions? Oh, my God.
You bitch.
You shit on my tampon.
I think you're doing it wrong.
It's just wrong hole, Becky.
That's my impersonation of when men try to comment on women's like activities. You shit on my tampon. There's a guy.
Yep.
Let's go. Do other girls ever
shit on a woman's tampon?
Is that how that works? Or
is that how you mark territories?
Don't get the string. That's just rude.
Hey, they're not monsters. So let's go into a mail sack, I think.
Mail sack. It's time for the sack of mail. Let's do that. Do that thing. Let's go to our sack of mail.
Oh, the sack was filled.
Indeed.
And
with questions.
Indeed.
Questions by such characters as Skylar Tibbs.
Yo, the first contestant on You Give a Shit About Us. Thank you.
Happy Halloween, guys. What do you want etched into your tombstone? He's alive.
Mine's just going to be an apology because that's all I seem to do. So it's going to say, oops, my bad.
No, yours would say. You should say, I love smoking beer and drinking cigarettes. Right.
Well, maybe.
Hashtag dead dad 2077.
I hope. Oh, what would be on my gravestone? I don't know. Like, hey.
Just a beard silhouette.
Yes.
Yeah, dig it.
The tombstone could be his head. And then, yeah. Just
That would be nice because with the shaved head, yeah.
Like a head, yeah.
Mine would be, I got a platinum in death.
That was well done.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like mine would say something like, well, it is what it is.
Finally, some sleep.
Exactly. About fucking time.
Mom, mm-hmm. Mom.
Yep.
I love it.
Next question is from Wyatt Adam. Happy spooky Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
All right, spooky. Skylar, you've been one-upped. With this COVID bullshit going on, do you guys have plans for trick-or-treating? Candy catapult, perhaps?
Mm.
like the girl with the watermelon.
Oh my God, that's my favorite video on the whole internet.
We are not going to be doing any trick-or-treating. We are instead going to be setting up candy around the house like it's the Easter Bunny, except it's going to be spooky.
Chuck Pumpkin. He can be the, instead of the Easter Bunny, it's Chuck Pumpkin.
Perfect. I thought you were talking about
a guy named Chuck
Pumpkin. Yeah.
That's the Easter Bunny's. That's the pumpkin man.
Chuck Pumpkin.
Get it now.
Sounds like he one time maybe hosted the dating game.
Chuck Pumpkin. Like, I just went like to that meme with the brains and it's like astral.
You guys are not, you're just going to hide the candy around the house.
We're going to have like some fun stuff for the kids to do and probably watch a movie or something.
Okay.
It's going to be Ernest Scared Stupid.
Okay.
Because of the social network and all that sort of thing, I the idea of them dressing up doesn't bother me. So it's just like, if you guys want to get dressed up, we take some pictures and of you in your Halloween costume and, you know, we'll buy a big mixed bag of candy and play games, similar type of thing, but just like, you know, like you do a certain amount, answer questions, right? You get like some candy or whatever.
Yeah, we're just gonna turn our lights off.
I turn my lights off too, but I have kids. Yeah. Like they approve.
You know, you turn the porch light off so the kids don't come up to your house.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't mean like the house.
Oh, all yeah.
I was gonna walk around in the dark. Just
Larry, come, Larry, come to bed. What are you doing?
Number two question: when? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I wrote Roxanne. Number two, when consuming the sticky icky,
boom.
What is your preferred method? Smoke, vape, joint, bong, pipe, edible? He likes it all.
Hmm.
I'm an edible guy.
I am too. Yeah, because when it kicks in, I'm fucking stoned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. There was a time where it was always bong. Always. Mm-hmm. But, I like edibles because at least it's controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Not, you can quickly smoke too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from that opening clip, you can eat too much as well.
Mm. You're right.
I think I'm dead. Hey, by the way, you got the score of the Red Wings game?
Important need-to-know information.
I love it. What about you, dear?
What? I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
Favorite way to consume.
Smoke, vape, joint, bong, edible?
Oh, right. I guess I like edibles, but I feel like the vape is more effective mm-hmm. for me.
Okay. Yeah. Number three, have you guys ever considered opening a Patreon tier for a special guest host? I'd fucking pay it for sure.
Hmm.
I don't think that's something we'll end up doing, only because the thing that's nice is when we have four people, it's a little bit easier to have your talking points. But once
maybe
you start
another
adding,
show,
yeah.
Yeah, another show would probably be different. That, at least
we could do like a question and answer session where people can call and...
Yeah,
be on, cool. Whoever could be on the show.
Sure. We have the capabilities for people to call us and
acknowledge.
So in a way, yes, but no.
Yeah, it's just it's
main
it's
feed
hard.
Will always be the four of us. Yeah.
Love you guys. Keep up the great work. You all help me get through 80 hours a week. Oof. At two jobs, and I truly appreciate it. Wow. And I complain about my job. Pushing my hand out a window. Matt McShitterman, hey, you got the name back.
Mm.
Happy Halloween. Finally was able to switch my name back.
Hey.
I can never think of good questions, so let's just keep it Halloween themed. What's your favorite Halloween song or a song that reminds you of Halloween? Mine, the classic Monster Mash. It just gives me all the Halloween feels I need.
There's not too many Halloween-centric songs.
The old Elvis classic, Burn in Hell.
I mean, as a kid,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know where that was going to go, but I already liked the limp word. So, yeah.
Halloween songs.
Halloween song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So going back to when I was a kid, I would go to Six Flags every year for the spook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've heard festival of that, yeah. That they would have. And it was so fucking awesome. And I didn't really have like a Halloween song, but I always remembered John Carpenter's Halloween theme when we would walk up there.
Did you know he just fell into the piano when it came out?
No, Sting wrote that.
Oh, that works for me too, bro. I'm from Australia now.
Good night,
mate.
He's an Australian producer. He writes music by tripping the act.
Yep, the next Van Halen.
Yeah, everybody knows that song. Mm-hmm. I like how you can hear the foot pedal pounding away.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go with "This Is Halloween" from "Nightmare Before Christmas."
Me?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. "Higher" by Creed.
Nice. That's a great Halloween song.
She sniped that shit too.
I mean, first one I thought of, I don't know,
the Monster Mash. I mean,
yeah,
it's classic.
Yeah,
in the Monster Mash.
I like that. Who was it? The Ramones did a cover of it.
They did a mash.
Maybe.
No, it's not them. But it's a punk group that does the cover. It's really good. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Rum DMC, my favorite rap artists.
Okay. Rum DMC. Rum I've never DMC. Heard of them.
It's like Spoop Dog.
That's what he sounds like. God damn, you guys are on fire tonight.
Okay, Janessa.
Janessa.
Fresh. She told us how, and I forgot how to
pronounce.
I'm so sorry.
I think it was Frosh. 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 I don't know.
Don't frosh this up.
I feel bad. What was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
You guys remember the Drew Carey show?
Yes.
One year, I don't know why my mom
got a Drew Carey mask and a suit when I was Drew Carey.
My mom.
Spin the wheel.
Remember we used to dog on him in the early episodes of the show when he would go on too long? That felt like a quintessential moment of like, well, do you remember the show
Drew Carey?
Well, that takes me back to my summers. Heaven-filled watching the
plums bloom.
The Saturday night lineup of comedy. Drew Carey.
Anyway,
my favorite color is red.
So, you guys obviously remember Drew Carey's show.
Mm-hmm.
One year, my parents
go back to the beginning.
My parents did not have a ton of money. They had three boys. So my mom decided to dress me up as Mimi.
Oh no! Wow. Shit!
I cross-dressed. Yep, it was pretty cool.
Wow!
I had the eye makeup and all.
Did you get your period?
What? Well, that took a weird turn.
April.
My favorite costume.
Yes.
That's a tough one. I didn't really do a lot of costumes. I think the first memorable costume was I was a clown, and I remember it because it was scarred me for life. I remember it because it was the first costume that my mom bought for me because we didn't buy costumes. Right. You handmade that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mine was like you're saying handmade. We went to the the secondhand store and bought like a sweater and pants and a hat and went home. And then I fashioned out of cardboard and duct tape blades that went into a glove.
Oh man.
And when his Freddy Krueger got, mom did allow me to buy some paint so I could do the burn marks.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
I think I got that photo. If I find it, I'll post it.
I was a pretty mean Mr. Dracul. You know, Dracula and all that, but like
Bologna.
It was
I miss him.
I did too, man. I was hoping he'd check back in.
Blue. There he is.
Actually, he was here earlier, but he left because there was spam on the table.
I'm not a spam pile.
I've got to go.
Blah. Okay.
Next question.
I was a vampire.
What is the scariest movie you have ever seen?
I mean, as far as movies that really scared me, and
I think they tend to hit you when you're younger, too.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
I would probably say when I saw Nightmare on Elm Street, just the premise really creeped me out. Just that, like, you were unable to fight him off.
For me, it was Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Age thing again because.
Hey, kids, get out of my corn.
I don't know why my mom let me watch it, but I was only like 7.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, these children in this corn.
All this corn, and now the kids have been rummaging around in it.
It's like they don't even care about the sweet natural goodness of corn. I just don't understand.
They put this shit in everything.
Nah, one of them shit out here. I just stepped into my boots. This sucks.
I got kid shit on my Wranglers.
My fucking Wranglers. God damn it. Just
children of the corn.
Mm-hmm. My scariest movie? Oh, God. I think the one that I remember being the most scared while I was watching, and this is another youth thing, was The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a terrifying movie even to this day. Now, I will say one thing about that movie. I have to mention this. As an adult, when I rewatched it, I got pissed because when she turns her head around, You can't do that shit. You'd be dead. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking possessed child. Your bones are still busting all over mm-hmm. the place.
Right.
And that was like the biggest like thing that I found on like internet boards that were like, fuck this. It's not real. But I...
That's the true moment when you enter adulthood mm-hmm. is when you start questioning. Poking holes like, in yeah. the plots.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. It says friends, but there's no way these bitches would really be friends.
Mine would also be Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. Next question from Janessa. Have any of you had a paranormal experience? And if so, what happened? I haven't.
I thought I lived in a haunted house for very... I mean, even to this day, my sister, my brother, and I will attest to like certain things we saw, but maybe it was just our youth and being stupid. I don't know.
I worked in a haunted Panera.
Bread, yeah. Soup, bread, bread.
Yeah, I worked in a nursing home that was like full of dead or dying people. So, I don't know if I saw anything for sure, but it certainly felt like it at the time.
I think we answered that. If you guys want more mm-hmm. detail, I think last year's Drunktacular, we answered that same question.
That's how he answered it. Jane Whelan, do you have any possibly weird or different Halloween traditions? We know we always make tacos for dinner on Halloween night. That's about close to a tradition.
Love tacos.
Mm-hmm. I tried... candy corn pizza a couple years ago, and it sounds disgusting, but ever since we had that, it was like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. it's like, no, we gotta keep doing this because that's oddly good.
Diabetes.
Just our wolves.
Your little dinosaur got loose again.
God damn it, he's eating the empty paper.
What are we doing?
Your weirdest or most different Halloween tradition?
I don't really have a thing. I mean, just staying in and watching lots of spooks. Mm-hmm. Get spooked. Get spooky. Spoke it up. Spoke? Spoken. Oop, like spoopy? A true spokesman.
Spoopy? Did you hear what I heard?
What?
Let's just go on.
Yeah.
And straight to the dome. Peace out. Thanks okay. for the question.
What's your favorite way to spend Halloween? Eating tacos and passing out candy. That's right. My answer.
Yep.
Yeah, scary movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Doing trick-or-treating with the kids, and then once they're in bed, we do scary movies.
Also, if you were dead and could only come back to Earth on Halloween night, how would you spend it?
Probably getting blazed.
I think, like, coming back alive or as a ghost?
I would say as a ghost.
As a ghost?
You can't come back alive.
Well, like, if you could be alive for only one day of the year, is what I'm saying. But going on the premise of ghost...
I'm assuming that's what she means.
I wouldn't do any of the creepy stuff. What I would do is I'd figure out which houses are the ones that do the full candy bars. Mm-hmm. And I would be like that. I'd be a helpful ghost. Be like, go to that one. They got the good stuff.
Aw, what a nice ghost.
He's the Robin Hood ghost, of course. He's going to be the nicest version.
Right.
Magnified only in the afterlife.
I would afterlife. I would spend it with my wife and my dog. They wouldn't know I'm there, but...
Yeah. What would I do as a ghost for a day?
Yeah.
Am I invisible?
Yeah.
I have questions. Am I invisible?
It doesn't say, so I'll allow it.
Okay. I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. Is Josh alive?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because he became the next Dwayne The Rock Johnson after he fell and decided, and a brain thing slipped, and he was like, I gotta work out a lot now.
And then he moonlighted as Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he wrote a hit song.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm here to save the day. I got a new movie. It's called Bad Guys Go Away.
Yes. If Josh was alive and I was a ghost, I would come back down to spend the day with my... Well, Josh and my kids.
So when should we cue the Sarah McLachlan music? Because it's all very emotional.
I mean, my here's the thing.
I would come back to see my daughter's house. It's like the new country hit.
Well, I was going to say, if Josh was also a ghost and it was like, if we were taking buses, like angel ghost buses, and we could go
next
like
stop Spirit Alley.
I'm just saying, if I was a ghost and if Josh was not there with me, I might fly around and like ghost dry hump some celebrities.
Oh, it's just me, Charlie Chaplin, ghost minding my own biz.
Yeah, that's right, kid. I'm face fucking your mom right now. I'm Charlie Chaplin.
Oh my god. Most astute of comedians. Oh, I am suddenly transforming.
Because only in my world, only kids can see ghosts.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I get that.
I just made it up. I don't know. Okay.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
Bobby Lee King says, hey there, what's your most memorable trick-or-treater encounter?
Oh, interesting. Jeffrey Dahmer. It was weird.
Dropped an ear in your bag.
I mean, seeing like other trick-or-treaters or...
Hold on.
What the fuck? The cross earring. Did you kill...
Oh. Oh, a 15-year-old Filipino's dick.
Just killed an 80s cover band lead singer?
Oh my god.
He was terrible.
What was the question?
It was, what was your most memorable trick-or-treater?
Oh, someone else I saw? There was one year, I don't know, my young teen, I saw someone do an impeccable dress-up of a xenomorph.
Nice. Mine, I don't know if it counts as trick-or-treating, but I always do the holiday parties at Garrett's school. And last year I did the Halloween party because I always sign up for every single one and then I hate myself afterward. But I'm at the Halloween party and they always do like the costume parade. All the kids go on their little parade around the class. And there was one particular classroom. It was, I think, 8 of the kids had those inflatable T-Rex costumes. And then turns out so did like a third of the rest of the school.
Oh, wow.
So the parade was just like 100 dinosaurs, inflatable dinosaurs. It was wonderful.
Mine, I guess, like every year I set up a Bluetooth speaker in my mailbox and then I've got sound effects on my phone. And I guess my encounters that I like are the reaction of the kids getting scared.
Nice.
I just thought of look at the Bluetooth speaker and you accidentally
the death stare.
You accidentally get your Pornhub video playing through the
Oh, stepbrother.
I'm Charlie Chaplin. I'm Facebook.
Shit, kids, I'm sorry. I'm up here jacking it because your mom ain't touched it in 13 years.
Stepbrother. Just echoing in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Cousin.
Okay. His was when this skater kid was like maybe 14 years old and all by himself came dressed in regular old teen clothes, a pink tutu, and a magic wand. He got his candy and we said we liked his costume and he stone-faced replied, I'm a pretty little princess. And rides off on a skateboard. It was a magical Halloween.
I'm going to go 50-50. He's either dead or has an STD.
That kid?
My bad. I don't know.
14-year-old kid with STD? Just a promise I haven't rocked.
Look, dude.
8 inches.
The world is a vampire.
Burns when I pee. Jen Chinchester. Aside from me someday taking y'all to Hell's Bridge for a night of real scares, what are some of your favorite ways to spook yourself on Halloween?
I don't get spooked. I think I'd get really scared if I tried to do a backflip because I don't think I'd make it.
That's an honest answer.
That's your favorite way to spook yourself on Halloween? Mm-hmm. Do backflips.
I think.
Okay.
I don't get scared easily, so I like to scare April.
Yeah,
he does. It's awful. Yeah.
A lot of it's just me standing outside of the bathroom. Then as soon as she opens the door, I just like grab her. And every time I get the same, like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? Fuck?
Yeah.
He likes to surprise your heart.
Yours?
Mine?
Getting stoned?
Yeah, I guess. No, I don't know. We like to watch movies.
Yeah, she gets... Yeah, movies.
Like we found some pretty, like... Some pretty scary ones. There's some good ones on Shudder on Amazon Prime.
Shudder is awesome and worth it.
Shudder me timbers.
Mm.
Mine?
You said it was backflips.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's Larry.
Just want to remind you.
I get my cholesterol checked.
Oh.
Jay, call your Jay. Call your Jay. Favorite horror / theatrical band? I think Larry would actually really enjoy Ghost. Lots of synth and older sounding rock metal.
I think you would like it.
Larry
I'll
is
give it a listen.
The synthesis of this podcast.
I'm trying to think. I mean, horror theatrical band.
I know what mine is.
What's yours?
It's GWAR. Easily.
That's a good one.
Always rocking the GWAR around here.
Now, dude, because, okay, I love Kiss, but I don't consider that horror.
Fair enough.
But yeah, but GWAR is theatrical.
They were aliens.
Yeah. The big goofy costumes and they spray semen on everyone.
Okay, well.
That would be a negative on my checklist. Semen? Nope.
Yep. Hard pass.
Sometimes it happens, though.
How about you?
Hard facts.
You don't remember the question, do you? No.
Favorite horror / theatrical band?
Ah, shit. Ah, see.
Ah, shit.
This is a very interesting question that everyone's going to know.
So interesting you forgot it.
Listen. Sometimes you got to know when to fold and hold. So let me tell you.
Hold and then
you. Let me tell you this.
After you fold,
hey there.
You can't hold.
Hey there, bud.
You can hold.
Hey there, bud.
You can.
Hey there, bud. You got your turn signal on there. You need to get out the way. Love you to death. What was the last kid I saw on Halloween?
Favorite horror theatrical band.
Jesus Christ. You know what? Fucking. Yeah.
Would David Bowie be that then?
No.
Ziggy Stardust? It's
theatrical.
Yeah. I mean, theatrical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah. David Bowie.
David Bowie.
How about you, dear?
Oh, I fucking really nailed that. I thought I was tripping for F the whole way. Your dog needs to shut his fucking mouth or it's going to get a brick.
Okay. Horror or theatrical band?
Dixie Chicks.
George Bush is bad. George Bush is bad.
Yep.
Live on stage at the Satan Arena.
L. Pete, excluding watching horror movies, what is the most spooked out you've ever been?
For me, it goes back to that working at Panera. Mm. That was the one time I was legitimately spooked.
Soup.
Delicious.
These fucking come in frozen?
How could you throw this? This
is it the comes most in a bread ghoul.
Larry.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the MVP for tonight.
Thank you.
Most
hang it up. I'll hang it up.
Valuable podcaster.
What? Most spooked you've been outside of watching movies.
Oh, God. I don't think I have guys, been.
Is it just me or is it do men's be acting like when a spooky movie's on, they be wanting to reach around, play with your doodads, pick your middle mouse button? It's funny how that happens. What accident am I in?
Don't have one?
No.
Ryan?
Spookiest moment?
Besides watching a movie.
I would say probably the first night that I slept alone downstairs, because I was the oldest, so as soon as...
He's 36.
Oh, daddy, oh, mommy, do I really got to move downstairs?
The bed?
We ain't got no bed down there.
I miss being the middle spoon.
I sure hates it down here. Come here, little gerbil friend. Let me hug you in the corner.
With my butt cheeks.
Maybe your sparseness will give my body warmth. Spookiest moment in a movie.
No,
not in a movie.
Excluding movies. The most spooked you've been.
The worst. Yeah, no, just sleeping downstairs. Okay. Like I said.
Me and another DJ were driving back from a show.
When you drive as a DJ, you gotta take the steering wheel and go, waka, 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 waka.
Yes.
It's exactly how he drives.
Yeah. I wear headphones.
I don't even know how you got here.
I plug the headphones into the gas tank.
How did this happen?
Okay, so we're driving back, and it's in February, and it's white out, snow conditions. And so we pull off to the side of the road, and we put our hazards on. Well, a semi-truck thought, because that's where we were, that must be where the highway is, and missed us by a couple inches, maybe.
Oh,
you could feel the car shake. Everything. That was about the most spooked I've ever had.
Hey, you stop that. You're a bad doggy.
Does anybody have any?
No.
That was the last question.
The last question?
For mail sack. Yes.
Damn, girl. You look inflamed. Okay.
Yeah, did you get any voicemails?
No voicemails.
Oh, you guys have failed me.
I really, really want it.
I really want to have a show next week.
Yes, that's right.
Don't
appear to the masses, Rary.
Yeah, you mean be respectful. Yeah, gotcha.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got fucking stoned. Do you guys have a favorite food to eat when you're stoned? Like, if you could just pull it out of thin air and just be like, oh fuck, a chalupa.
Sushi.
Mm. Yeah.
Pretty good. Favorite high food?
Yeah. Like, again, like, you can just magically reach behind you. Yeah.
It's there.
Chips and salsa.
Ooh.
So what kind of salsa, though?
Pineapple salsa.
Nice. You went above and beyond on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of heat?
That's a mild heat.
Okay, mild pineapple salsa. I love it. I love it. Mm. Now,
I think it's local, but with El Matador chips, tortilla chips. Mm.
There's something delicious about a good salsa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I eat it.
It's also not super filling-y. You don't feel like overtaken.
Veggies.
Well, that's the thing. If you eat like a whole thing of salsa, you don't feel bad. It's like, well, it's just a bunch of veggies anyways.
I'm going to fart it out tomorrow. Toot, toot. That's how my butt moves.
If you were to drink it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be too bad. Chips.
Yeah.
The chips.
That's where they those fuckers get you.
That's the thing that's great is with El Matador, they have salted and unsalted. And with that salsa, it doesn't need to be salted.
Yep. Mine?
Yes.
Oh, God. I would kill for some Taco Bell right now. Can we Uber Eats in some Taco Bell? Because it sounds so good.
Oh, man. Like a steak burrito.
And which item?
Fuck all of them.
For her, it's a cheesy gordita.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We're at that point in our marriage where we don't have to ask what they want from a restaurant anymore because you just know. And that's always my go-to is the cheesy gordita crunch.
I'm probably annoying. I rotate so Aaron doesn't know.
Ask.
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like grilled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you feel like cheeseburger.
Yes.
I like... I guess it depends. Like, if I'm really, really, really stoned, then I'm like, all right.
Handful of pepperoni.
That's why he brought the charcuterie board.
Yeah.
He gets saucy and gets the cheese out.
Like it.
I mean, a pizza, like a fresh hot pizza out of the oven with toppings and whatnot. I mean, that's just like the ultimate decadence of carbs and nonsense. But it's so good. Yeah, if you're there, if you're stoned, if you're listening to this and you're a huge fan and you're a big stoner, I'm sure you're zeroing in on this one hardcore. If you want to get a pizza.
If you like train wrecks as well, if you're into that sort of chase ambulances.
This is going to end up on one of those like dark web websites that has the crime scene because it's that much of a train crash.
It's
train wreck.
Train wreck.
Car crash.
I hate when train crashes happen.
Video of pedestrians getting hit while trying to cross the street. We're in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those people are probably listening right now.
It's equally as much of a mess.
Yes.
It was such a bad episode.
Zero.
Jesus himself came to Earth to save the world population from how bad it was.
Zero stars have been listening since the beginning, and this is the most stoned and stupid they've ever sounded. I hate it. I don't know where I'm from, but I'm on this island of me. My name is Stupid. Cunt.
There's a lot of periods in between stupid.
You can't make this shit up, people.
You wouldn't want to. Don't be ashamed of yourself if you did.
I love it, man. Let's keep the episode going. Fuck it.
I got nowhere to go.
You guys want to take a break?
Torture people with this?
Sure. Hey man, you ever get so stoned you do a third segment?
Nope, this is a first.
This is a first. Well, damn.
Uncharted territories. Murky seas ahead, mateys.
If you said mateys, could that be men and women? Is that one of those words that's got to get removed from our vernacular?
I don't think about that.
Thinking's not a strong suit for any of us.
Right? No.
We couldn't spell a four-letter word.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Verdict. Yeah, babe. What's going on, girl? Y'all can't be perfect, though. The verdict is, how stoned did you get tonight? And would you do it again? One to ten. To the tenth number of the numbers.
One to ten? How stoned am I? Am I going first? Who's going first?
That's up to the host.
You go first, April.
Oh, shucks. How stoned am I? One to ten? I'm at probably a nine out of all my being stoned experiences. I did have like three quarters of a liter of wine to go with. So that was probably not the smartest thing I've done, but
doodle deep boop. She got real stoned.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. And what was the other question?
I just said 1 to 10. You said 9.
Yeah, I know, but wasn't there something else? Like a second question?
No, because I think I detailed the number system. boy, I'm lost. Okay. Joshua.
I'm going to say that like a 7. Compared to some of my past experiences, but I'm still feeling pretty good.
Lawrence?
About a 6. I'll need to stay in the 5 to 6 range.
Let someone stayed 6 enough to drive this fucking sinking ship. drive a ship?
I got a bucket from Buckethead and I'm trying to bail the water out.
What is the verbiage for sailing up? Oh, I guess sailing. Yep. I didn't think of it was driving or
piloting.
No, but is it
captaining?
Surfing, bro.
So what is it for sailing a ship? Yeah.
Okay. I'm a 9 for sure, man. We've been in this van all day, man.
Dan's minivan.
Yeah.
Dan's minivans. We've got caravans. We've got windowless vans. We've got Astrovans. Hi, I'm Earl Shapinski, owner of Dan's Minivans. We are slashing prices on the 89s because 89's the new 99. You need a windowless van? We've got that. This is Carl from Boutique telling you why he bought a minivan.
When my wife told me she was having her 6th kid, at first I was scared. Then I was happy. Then I was scared again. But I went to Dan's Minivans, and they made sure I had extra room for that little crotch fruit.
I like to do a little clown act.
I found out the hard way. If you got a windowless van, don't approach children.
This is real nice having my own home and a van and a place to keep secrets.
With gas so expensive, I needed to get rid of my tour bus. Dan's minivan hooked us up, man. We got a nice little Astro minivan. We can go on tour all across the country, man. It's awesome.
People say you have to have a job to get a car. I got a job. I'm a clown. And then the kids, they watch.
I told Dan that I didn't know when my band was going to get the record deal. He said, no cash? Totally cool, bro. I can give you a van. When you get your record deal, come on back. Pay me. I said, all right.
No credit, no problem. We have bad credit, too. We take scratch-off lotto tickets and bridge cards. There's bad people with credit driving everywhere. Killed a man, no problem.
I like the option that I can just give Dan a paycheck and he turns that into a payment for me. Sometimes I even get a couple bucks back.
When my grandma died of diabetes, I thought, I'm going to take all the money that my grandma gave me and give it to Dan because I need minivans.
I turned a mountain of pop cans into a minivan.
I play a clown at the park and the kids come watch.
Dan's Minivans. Corner of Clyde and Weldington. Our phone number is 1-800-DAN'S-VAN. Dan's Minivans.
We passed the Taco Bell a little way back. Hey, bro.
Okay. Where are you at?
I say 9.
9. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's been your verdict.
Eat it.
Smoke it. And lick that pussy.
Well, that happened. That was a fun episode.
Yeah, let's not do that for another year.
This is what, like solid 2 plan. Hours and 37 minutes?
Let's take 364 days off from this. And then we'll run.
Right. Hour and 30.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the,
feel like this is a
with the segments
episode.
You know and love.
Fourth break?
Hey, wait, like man. Lunch. Wait.
Real long break, though, mm-hmm. for like a week.
Yeah.
For a year.
What? Stop talking like mom and dad are going to split up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Down. So, Larry.
Yes.
If people wanted to hear more, and I don't know why you would, where could they go to hear our voices more?
Hell yeah, bro. Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out. Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
God, that guy sounds handsome as shit.
Mm-hmm. With excellent grade A production by Lawrence Neese.
You?
Yeah. Okay. No. What other? Is there anything else like that we have going on? We're working on stuff.
We are.
We'll let you know.
Let's go. I'm done.
Guy wants to make some spaghetti.
How am I going to make you stay with me? Cup the balls.
You know I like no hands.
Tune in next week for another episode of Ryan and Larry's Secret Romance.
been a presentation of Beer City Media.